The National Park Service continues to push back against some state sport hunts in the interior. It's the latest skirmish in a battle over state and federal authority on preserves designated by the 1980 Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
The National Park Service wants to continue temporary bans on certain bear, wolf, and coyote hunts in Denali, Gates of the Arctic, and Yukon Charley Rivers National Preserves. Denali National Park spokeswoman Chris Pfister says the agency is overriding state hunts implemented by the Board of Game over the last 2 years.
Prohibit taking brown bears over bay chasins, using artificial light to taking black bears at dens, taking black bear cubs and sows with cubs, and would shorten the season for hunting wolves and coyotes.
Pfister says there's no precedent for the hunts on the western edge of Denali, and they're not in line with park mandates for protecting healthy wildlife populations. Yukon Charley and Gates of the Arctic managers are blocking bear baiting and the summer hunts for wolves and coyotes. Chief Ranger Gary Youngblood says the Park Service has been forced to take matters into its own hands.
Wildlife regulations are set by the state. We've communicated with the state through the Board of Game and asked them to exclude these regulations from taking place in our units. And this hasn't worked out, and their suggestion was that we use whatever processes we have to manage.
The federal process is park superintendents' compendiums, annual lists of temporary regulations. State of Alaska Acting Director of Wildlife Conservation Doug Vincent Lang says the Park Service is using values as a reason for overstepping hunting protections in the Alaska National Interest Lands Conservation Act that created the affected preserve areas.
We think that since ANILCA basically guaranteed hunting and fishing rights, that they should be looking at everything through the lens of how does it affect hunting and fishing rights. If it doesn't affect conservation of the resource and it doesn't affect other park users, why would you preclude hunting and fishing when it was guaranteed under ANILCA?
Vincent Lang says he's hopeful that public comment on the Park Service proposals will sway the agency to drop its overrides of state sport hunting regulations, something he sees as a power grab and a trend.
It's a renewed intrusion of this traditional role of the state agency as the principal manager that we're seeing, and it's occurring in a lot of different parks and preserves and, you know, on a wide range of different issues. And it is somewhat troubling to the state to see it.
Vincent Lang would not comment on the potential for legal action. The Park Service is holding public hearings on its proposals at several locations this month, including at Denali December 12th, Eagle on the 18th, and Bettles on the 20th. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.